Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. There could be many different reasons that the same utensil was made. And depending on why they were made and what their function is, the type of tum'ah that they're susceptible to would be different. First type of item could be made with the intention to lie down or sit on, and therefore the item could become tameh with tum'at midras. A second item, any regular utensil would be able to become tameh through contact, but if it wasn't made to be sat on or lied down on, then it would not become tameh from tum'at midras, so only contact tum'ah. Thirdly, an item that would not become tameh whatsoever because of all different reasons. Mishnah says, Shelosha tirisin him. There are three types of shields, and each one of them has a different law for the tum'ah aspect of it. Tiris akafuf tameh midras, a curved shield, one that would be used in battle. Soldiers would be surrounding it. The item surrounds the soldiers on three sides. It could become tameh with tum'at midras because during wartime, soldiers would sleep on it, and therefore it could become tameh with tum'at midras. A flat shield that was round, soldiers would use it on the sporting field. They would fight for sport in the times of the Mishnah, and therefore this type of shield could become tameh only through corpse tum'ah. It's a utensil, it's a keli, and therefore it's not subject to midras because people didn't lie down or sit on it. They would just use it in order to serve as a keli. V'dishat ha'arviyin tehora mikelum, a play shield of Arabs, one that would be used by Arabs for sport, is tahor from any form of tum'ah whatsoever. There's no practical function to it. It's not a field. It's made for entertainment purposes also, really exclusively. It doesn't protect from a sword. It has no function or purpose besides for entertainment. So it cannot become tameh. Something that's a toy is not considered to be a practical function, and therefore it cannot become tameh.